Welcome to the Dirty Sheets Week in Review, where we go through everything that happened in the world of pro wrestling, kind of, or whatever catches our fancy. I'm Cab Manning, along with Mr. Billy Body.
The show is back for a temporary period. And if you guys remember rightly, we said we're going to do this one more time because we are optimistic that it's going to be good. And we're starting it off the back of the worst ending of a pay-per-view, hands down, that I've ever seen. It's almost like we would have done this show anyway, even if we hadn't made a guarantee to do it, but it would have been called Wrestling Therapy, because I feel like people are in need of therapy afterwards, mm-hmm. because I can't even explain this. Like, this was the only good thing that they had.
It has caused such a fucking outrage. I mean, my God, I had a friend who was there, and he was like, wow, this is fucking bad. He goes, it's hard to fucking see the ring, for one, because of the red fucking light, which, right off the bat, I'm like, I try to show it to the girlfriend. Oh, you know, let's watch the main. I was watching it on the iPad the whole time, because I'm like, who cares? You know, I'm not, you know, I don't need to fucking jerk off to it anymore. So
hold
I'm
on,
like,
let's stop before we go any further and just analyze that comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You started watching this what year?
When I was fucking five, I think. Probably 81.
81, right?
Yeah.
So what do you have on your skin?
What do I have on my skin? Oh, I have a WWF tattoo.
Right, okay. So like how much like what would you say like your general like net spend would be on like merchandise like and shit? WWE related.
Back in the day, a lot. Back in the right. day, quite a lot. Nowadays, you know, not nearly.
And you've been to WrestleMania, house shows, all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Used to go to every time they were in the area. You had to go, no matter what. I'd practically have the fucking shakes if I wasn't able to watch a show that was on TV.
And it used to record Raw every week.
I have every fucking Raw on tape from fucking the Raw Bowl in, I believe it was 90, is that 96 or 97? January 1st, whatever the fuck that was, the Raw Bowl. But I have all the pay-per-views on fucking videotape. But I recorded every single fucking Raw, every single SmackDown, every single Sunday Night Heat, and wrote them all down in a book. Every match, every date. Go ahead.
Okay, so completely at random, let's have your excitement levels for 1997 Hell in a Cell. So it's called Bad Blood. Just talk me through like generally what your excitement level was that afternoon in 1997 that it was going to be a pay per view in the evening.
Oh.
And I've picked a complete random one. Like, I mean, I've tried to keep it in time with this time of the year,
sure.
So it's not completely random. I've obviously not gone, oh, tell me how excited you were like the day of WrestleMania 15 or whatever.
Yeah,
I've gone. For a B pay-per-view in 97 still.
Oh, it was still a fucking event. It was, I couldn't wait for it to be on. It was during the height of all those fucking, the war. It was an event. I couldn't wait. Sunday night, ooh, I can't do anything. Don't schedule me for fucking shit. I will be in front of my fucking television. At that time, don't fucking talk to me. Nothing. This had to fucking be on. And this is so, all it was for. I remember a Valentine's Day Massacre. Remember that pay-per-view, St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Yeah, 99. February.
Yes. And this is in that height, too. And this was actually fell on Valentine's Day itself. I remember I actually had a date for that day. And I was fucking traumatized like, fuck. I don't want to go on the fucking date because I want to watch fucking wrestling. She ended up fucking like canceling on me and I couldn't be fucking happier. And I heat reversed it. How could you do that? How could you cancel on me on Valentine's? I was fucking thrilled. I was thrilled. And I sat there and I had my real love with me. My fucking wrestling. My WWE F. And, oh, enjoyed every fucking minute of it. I was paid for every fucking pay-per-view until I got the illegal box. And then I was even bothered by that because anything that was bright light would kind of make a fucking part on the screen kind of fuzz out a little bit. Anything that was bright, the fucking explosions would fucking mess up the screen a little bit, and the white rope would fuck up things. And I was disturbed about that because I need pristine, you know, tape. Now fast forward to this fucking time.
That's what I was about to do. So we're fast forward to the current day, mm-hmm. and you are half watching a pay-per-view on an iPad.
While I'm watching at the same time, the majority of it, I'm watching Sopranos from 20 fucking years ago. 20 years ago, I'd rather watch Sopranos. And it's on. I glance over at the fucking TV or at the fucking iPad, you know, see what's going on. Okay, whatever. The thing is, I say I don't care. However, I will never stop. It can't get bad enough for me to stop watching. I will watch every fucking show. If I happen to miss,
it gets good again.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm following it. You follow it. I can't. I've stopped recording it, as in onto video and DVD, because it switched to DVD recorder at the time. I stopped that over a year ago, and that was not fucking easy to do. That was fuck. That was talk about rip a Band-Aid off. But I was so pissed off by them that I finally said, I'm not wasting my time with it. I'm fucking annoyed by it. So I stopped that. But now I've missed one SmackDown ever. And that was a couple weeks ago. I recorded it and never went back to watch it.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, and that's rare because I'm just like, well, you know, you find out stuff and I'm like, unless there was something that I really had to see, I'm like, well, I don't really need to go back to watch it. Who cares? But my Monday night is still wrestling's on tonight, you know, and I sit back, I lock myself in a room and I watch that, but I have multiple TVs. So I'm watching football last night and baseball playoffs, two playoff baseball games and football at the same time as I'm watching Raw. And Raw's taking up the main screen. Unless my team is playing, Raw will move to a smaller screen and I will monitor it. I won't watch it. But nowadays, and I'm excited that AEW is here because I feel that will just give them competition, which is what I want. I think competition helps. And I've mentioned this on the last show, I believe, where we went over shit, where I said I made a mistake back in the day hoping that WCW would go out of business and that WWE would destroy them because I hated them and it was a fucking war and I wanted blood. And they would go away. Ha ha, WWE wins. Ha ha, I win. Big mistake. Big mistake. It stopped fucking competition. They had nothing to go against. The same with video games with Madden. Good. They destroyed 2K. Fuck you. Madden's the best. I'm Team Madden. Madden has no competition. Game turned to fucking dog piss before this last fucking one. Competition helps. That's all it comes down to. Competition, fucking, you push yourself more.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's pretty standard in terms of if there's no competition, then what are you pushing yourself for? But the thing is that they box themselves into this category where they say that other wrestling companies are not their competition anyway. They say they're not a wrestling company. And then they put themselves in a situation where they say, we are up against Breaking Bad. And we are up against The Walking Dead. And we are up against this show and that show. Well, if you're up against these shows, then you're fucking terrible. Because they have more people than you. They make more sense than you. And they make you want to tune in the next week to see where it left off. You can go in and out of their show for a year. And it doesn't make any difference.
I agree. It really is like, I mean, I used to watch a soap opera. And people would give me shit, right? Oh, you watch a fucking soap. What are you, fag? I go, meanwhile, I watch One Life to Live. And I watched General Hospital for a bit, too. And then it got to be a little too much. I was like, I don't have 2 hours every single day.
I watched Melrose Place because that was porn to me when I was a kid.
I tried Melrose Place for 5 minutes because I was a 90210 guy. And then I was like, nah, it's not for me. It was more for the adult than for the kids. The Beverly Hills was more.
I was looking just for something to jerk off to. Like,
and so I was like, I watched One Life to Live, and people say, "Oh, what do you?" And I said, "It's the same fucking thing. Wrestling is the same thing, but it's live action. You know, fake fighting. It's all it is live. It's a storyline with fake fighting." So when people give me shit about wrestling now, I give them shit about watching Friends or whatever. I go, it's the same fucking thing. I go, it's a fucking story. I go, that's all it is. It's a fucking soap opera. So what the fuck you give me shit for? It's the shit that happens that I go to work the other day, and there's a girl at work who jerks off to The Rock. She loved The Rock. She hasn't watched wrestling in fucking years. She goes, she texts me pictures. "Oh, look, The Rock's on, you know." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I'm watching." And she goes, "I haven't watched wrestling in so long. I watched it." And she goes, "I couldn't believe how fake it was, and it was embarrassing." And then I'm sitting there, like, trying to defend them. Like, you know, aren't you offended when people go, "Oh, that wrestling is shit"? Even though we're yelling about it right now, saying it's shit, you're like, it's like, I could call my mom a bitch, but you fucking better not. It's 100% like that. I can insult them. You cannot fucking, don't you dare. And so I get the girlfriend. She's watching. She's like, "It's this
it's
is
different.
Shit.
It's different. It's different, though. It's different. Because they're basically saying that, okay, so it's like me going, me talking about my son, right? And mm-hmm. saying, "I don't like his hair. I don't like it how he's done his hair." Right.
Yeah.
In terms of specifically, we go on about very specific things in terms of, I say to somebody, "I don't like his hair at the moment." Right. Or if somebody says to me, "Oh, I don't like how she's cut his hair." A lot of people used to say to me, I don't like how she's cut his hair. Do you remember when she cut his hair short?
Yes. I totally remember that.
All right. That's a criticism of my son in terms of a specific, or if you can say, "Oh, your son's like badly behaved, or he was naughty, or whatever." Right? That's the kind of criticism we're giving.
Yeah,
they're basically giving an overall. So if someone comes to me and goes, "Your kid's just a little cunt," right?
Yeah,
it's different because it's an overall assessment, and it's completely offensive. And it's like, and then at that point, you have to defend because it's like it's the same thing. They don't come around and say, "I didn't like that match. I didn't like that move. I didn't like this story. I don't like that wrestler." They turn around and said generally like, "Oh, you know, like the champ, I don't watch." I'll give you a constructive criticism. I watched the show and I didn't think it was believable that the champion was a stupid, like, skinny black guy, mm-hmm. right? That's, I take that one on the chin. But to come around just to say, "Oh, it's entirely fake and it's all shit and bullshit," like, that's a overall, that's such a generic criticism that I think that you respond to it differently because you've been fighting that one off for years, right?
Yeah.
We've been doing that. We just go into our, you know, our kid argument then, where it's like, "Oh, no, like, I can show you some stuff. Like how can you fake that? How can you fake this?" And
I'll put this in a cell.
Yeah, I'll put this DVD on. "Oh, yeah, that guy's like fucking, you know, like he must feel like, if Jesus feels like he died for no reason, then Nick Foley really just killed himself." But no, I was surprised. Maybe like he's learned from the past where, you know, how he's criticized him and then haven't used him for a year. And you know how he likes to like make as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. How he didn't say anything about this. Because he was the one person to say, "Well, this is what I died for." In terms of like, you didn't stop the match. I mean, if they'd stopped the match at the 98 Hell in a Cell, with the way that the crowd were at that point in time, he would have got booed.
You know what? I really feel, because they were wheeling him out. And the crowd was so, I mean, it was such a spectacular end that you would allow that to be the end. The guy got thrown through the table, so everyone was like, "Holy fuck." And when he got off that fucking thing, the eruption was like, I can't fucking believe. I mean, I thought the match was over, and I wasn't like, these motherfuckers. The guy got thrown off a fucking cage.
Do you think that exact moment, like, that he got up, mm-hmm. right, is what made this one so bad? Like, in terms of that, allowing that match to continue, like, in terms of that one not stopping at that point, and thinking about how he got off that stretcher to carry on the match, and how, and do you think
that a lot of people specifically fast forward to that moment and thought, oh my God, Mick Foley carried on? Or do you think their real minds were, this is fucking bullshit, I came here to see him win the title?
I really don't think the Foley thing even has a fucking sniff to what has to do with this. I think the main issue with what happened...
So you think it was, we came to see the titles, Reg?
I don't even think it's technically that. I think a lot of it is... There's a bit of a mixture. Sure, they wanted to... They were rooting for The Fiend. They like this character. It's fun. Mm. I think the thing is, it's so bad because he did the finisher 5,000 fucking times and he kicks out at fucking one. So I don't even know. I think they'd be pissed if Rollins won. And at the same time, they would have, like, they're not as pissed because he's kicking out at fucking one with 50 finishers because they don't want fucking Rollins to win. But in the long term, you go, so this guy will never be able to lose ever then. It's impossible for him to fucking lose clean if he took 50 fucking finishers, took fucking chairs to the fucking brain to smash his head, a toolbox to the fucking brain, a ladder and a fucking chair to the brain, and then a fucking sledgehammer, and he fucking reaches up and grabs Seth by the throat. How is it possible to lose ever? You need to stab him and shoot him to ever fucking pin him now. Because if he loses by a fucking roll-up, you better fucking, you lost your mind. You know what? That actually might be more believable. Losing to a roll-up because it's a surprise pin than being knocked out. He could never be knocked out ever.
No, I agree with you.
They can't have him take an F5 and get pinned. They can't have him take five F5s and get fucking pinned.
This is the problem. Like, in terms of,
they really painted a corner.
They painted themselves in a corner anyway with a title match. And the thing is that it's old news now because I already reported it, and it's funny because there's no explanation that's out there yet. Yet I had the explanation a week before the event even happened, and the explanation was quite clearly, and you ain't gonna believe the day that it all came about, but the explanation is, on the Monday, 6 days before this pay-per-view, 4 days before SmackDown, these fucks sat there knowing that they were going to crown Bray Wyatt and Brock Lesnar as the champions and started to go through where they were going to go over the next few weeks with the draft, and in terms of who were going to be Brock's opponents and who were going to be Bray Wyatt's opponents. And bearing in mind, they'd already set up Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt to begin after the Survivor Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
And had already set up Strowman and Wyatt. We saw them set it up already. They came to the conclusion. That's the wrong word entirely. They came to the realization that at the Survivor Series, Brock Lesnar would be facing Bray Wyatt, and decided that they couldn't do that match because neither one of them could lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to decide at this point if they were going to do that match, A, B, just completely not do champion versus champion and do the Survivor Series and just not put Brock on it and just think that and just completely not mention it, which I heard was an option as well, because Brock has to go to Crown Jewel because it's in his contract that he must wrestle in Saudi Arabia because he has a fixed fee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or option C was, I guess, to do the match and get out of it in terms of some sort of double DQ or whatever. What they decided to do was what they did do here. And this is all to get out of the match. But what you'll also notice is, alongside of that, is they set up tables, ladders and chairs, which is the pay-per-view after the Survivor Series, and the way they did that was by using the exact three things I just mentioned plus the toolbox. So you are getting this again, and it's just going to be on a delay. Now, I can't imagine that you get tables and ladders and chairs in a red light.
Oh my God! If they didn't realize that is a fucking mistake, that's fucking craziness to me.
But the point is, why 6 days before you put the belts on these two guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you already have a massive order of Halloween merchandise and everything, and everything's set up for him to be the champion on this, you know, these two brands to start the draft with these two guys as the champion. Why do you only realize 6 days before that you're going to be on a collision course of Wyatt and Lesnar? How do you not, with all of the people that work there, how does nobody put their hand up in these meetings and say, so we're doing Wyatt and Lesnar? Did they? The only thing I can assume is they assumed, is everybody, this guy sound complicated, I'm trying to say this the right way.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed that everybody else knew. So in terms of nobody mentioned it, because they assumed that everybody had thought of it. So the lower guys thought the higher guys had thought of it, and the higher guys just thought somebody one step higher than them had a plan.
I don't know how this escapes them when back in the day they would be a year in advance and know where they're going. And this just, it's, they don't have a fucking plan.
But just think of that. I'm just setting the scene for you here in terms of you're sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and someone says, and eventually somebody's, where are we going for Survivor Series? All right, so like, you know, this is where we're going to do Raw versus SmackDown. Okay, so obviously we're going to do the thing with the teams. We're going to do Nakamura versus AJ again. That we're going to do the tag champs versus the tag champs. And oh, did anybody realize that Bray's going to fight Brock? What are we going to do with that one? And Vince is there going, Bray's going to fight Brock. Yeah, Vince, because we've been doing champion versus champion for 3 years. Oh, fuck, I don't want to do that match. Oh, really? What do you want to do then? Fuck, we can't put the belts on him now this week. Is that what happened? Like, is that the real conversation that happened?
I can't believe that. I mean... I thought it was weird that Bray would even have a fucking world shot that quick anyway.
That was dumb anyway.
Yeah, it's very dumb. He had one fucking match. All of a sudden, okay, give him the fucking title? I mean, where does this put with the fucking draft coming up? Because aren't you saying like Fox wants Becky, right?
But Becky won.
Exactly. So it makes no fucking... So I'm like, So they were talking, oh, you might get drafted over there. So the Raw champion will be on SmackDown. It makes no fucking sense. You could see the IC in the US, yada, yada. That's not branded. You can't have the fucking champions fucking move.
Yeah, how can the Raw champion be on SmackDown?
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense. So it's like, well, what the fuck? Unless I'm like, watch them say... All right, you're both drafted to the other shows. Do they have to just hand each other the belt and say, well, I'm the SmackDown champ now, now you're the Raw champ? Or hopefully they fucking join the fucking thing together. Maybe this forces it. Oh, my God. You imagine they just go, yeah, you can't take the belt with you?
Mm.
Oh, that'd be fucking brutal.
I don't know where they're going with this draft now, because I saw, okay, so the musics can be changed, and obviously both brands have intertwined a lot of people into the musics, but from what I understand, everybody in a 10-man tag team match is a Raw guy.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-man tag is a Raw thing. It's not going to be physically possible for it not to be, because everybody that wrestles on Crown Jewel needs to be on Raw. Because they're going to do their business on Monday, then go out to Saudi Arabia. There's still a SmackDown the day after. So on November the 1st, my birthday, there's still a fucking live SmackDown happening. Now, I don't think that anybody's getting back from Saudi Arabia. What time is it going on in the States? 1 p.m., right? That's right, 1 p.m.
Yeah, 1 o'clock over here.
So there, I don't think anybody's finishing that pay-per-view and getting a flight out to the States and are doing something on SmackDown. Maybe two or three guys maximum. Roman and a couple of... Does Roman even go to Saudi Arabia? Isn't he one of the ones that doesn't want to go? Right?
I don't know. I don't think, when does the draft like take effect? Well, it'd be way into effect by then, because that's next week, and that's the end of fucking the month that they're doing the crown jewel. So, because I'm thinking, well, it's not in yet, so anyone could just show up on SmackDown. Who cares? Wait,
when was the last time they went to Saudi? I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, it's only twice a year, but I think was it Goldberg, right?
Oh, Roman did go, is where he lost to Shane.
Right after, is that right after WrestleMania? Month after?
Yeah.
So it's been a while. Do they go up? Oh, because we were in Saudi, wild card rule. Everyone gets to go to SmackDown. Very possible.
Well, I would think SmackDown just stay at home. Because the thing is that SmackDown need to be at home in order to... I mean, the week after, I'm going to a double taping. So that's another thing in itself. So this is what they're making these poor fucks do, right? So these guys do Raw, and then they go to like Saudi. All the Raw guys are going to be on the show. A few of the SmackDown guys will be joining them on there as well, I assume. Because there's no way that the Saudi will accept that they're not going to be there. I would think Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez for the WWE title, and neither one of them are going to be in rushing back to be on SmackDown the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think, wonder if they'll send Brock to the UK, because, like, I mean, you can't miss 2 weeks in a row. So then we're going to be doing a SmackDown over here. It's going to be taped, and it's going to be like going out the next a few hours later on Fox, right?
Yeah.
Then we get a Raw taping. So we're going to a 5-hour show, a 5-hour SmackDown and Raw over here in Manchester on the 8th of November.
Good luck.
And then before they record that, they're going from Saudi to Europe, or they're going from Saudi. Some of them are going to Saudi to Europe, right, directly. But some of them are going home first to do SmackDown. Then they're going to catch up with the tour in Europe, so they're going to probably get private jets from Saudi to SmackDown. If you're a big guy, if you're a big star, and then that big star is going to pop into SmackDown. He's going to get another private jet into Europe. Then they're going to do a European tour. Then they're going to do the double taping in the UK, and then they're going to like try and get back for Survivor Series like the week after.
Oh my God,
how is that legal? Like
it's like slave labor like type of thing. Like you gotta have a truck driver has to sleep every 10 hours. One of those fucking things. You can't do it. What is my 18-year-old self would be jerking off to all this. There's wrestling on every goddamn night.
Well, your 18-year-old self would be jerking off to like the fact that they've got Survivor Series format, and they're doing a 10-man tag team match 1 week before the fucking Survivor Series pay-per-view.
I would just like that there's wrestling constantly. It's another pay-per-view. It's a fucking event. I'd be excited.
You say 18-year-old self or 8-year-old?
18. You know what? I almost said 20-year-old self, but I was embarrassed. But I'm like, I would be fucking thrilled with... Hell, fucking 10 years ago, I'd be fucking thrilled with this. In my fucking 30s, I'd be fucking thrilled.
My kid's mum caught Austin getting up at 4:30 in the morning to watch the Hell in the Cell this week.
That's dedication. And I had to
take the remote off him and turn the TV off.
I don't know if I could fucking do that, because it's good in theory. Like I've said, football's on in London. And so I'm like 6 a.m. on Sunday. And you go, I'm fucking sleeping. Fuck this shit. You know, I've enrolled in college once for like a fucking just a side class. And this is my own choice. I remember the fucking alarm going off and just crawling across the room and turning it off and going back to bed. I'm like, nah, nothing really beats fucking sleep. I don't care. So that's commitment. He's waking up that early to watch fucking. Do you make him watch any of the old war stuff so he knows that it used to be good? Like, he could sit down and watch all that with you every week and be really excited.
He doesn't get into it at all.
Wow. Maybe he's not old enough, because it's you know, edgy. So it doesn't mean as much, I don't think, when you're that young.
Yeah, but I just think, like, it's the new guys, though. Like, it's the... Hmm. You know, it's like, whereas...
He knows he's named after Austin.
Yeah,
And that doesn't like trip his trigger, like, oh, I'm named after this fucking guy, I want to check him out. I mean, the greatest of all
no,
time.
No, I mean, that's the thing, like, there's a few guys, you know, to check out, like, the Rock stuff, the Austin stuff, but generally getting through a show and generally, like, watching even old matches just doesn't really...
Wow.
Doesn't really do it for him.
I assume he's seen Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And did he say wow and then that's about it, or...
Yeah, I mean, he's seen it, but, like, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it's just...
Jesus
to Christ. The way I feel about AEW. It's just guys going out there killing themselves, but I don't know who they are. So
see, this is perfect for WWE. They're proving their point. Look what they're catering to. The people love this fucking shit that we're like, this is fucking garbage now. It's almost like fucking rap nowadays. It sells to the fucking millennials, and we're like, how is this possible? But it's the.
I think you generally like who you like in the time that you're watching. But the thing is, it's no excuse why you shouldn't be better. I mean, the thing is that I tell you why it's not better, and I think I know you're looking for sort of more evidence in terms of because the answer can't be, oh, you know, as a kid you like it more, and as an adult, like, you know, you've seen it all. That's not the case.
It can't be, no.
As a kid, I watched the same thing over and over again. Like, yep. And the thing is that he doesn't do that. In fact, he fast forwards a lot of stuff, and he does like to. And sometimes he will watch a TV show, in terms of like if he wants to go out and play football or play FIFA or just generally PlayStation in general, he will watch an episode of SmackDown, and he'll say, "I said, you watch SmackDown?" He goes, "Yeah, I already know what happened this week." I goes, "Oh, how did you find time to watch it?" He goes, "Oh, I just watched the top 10 on YouTube."
Yep, a lot of people over here, like friends of mine that all work early. They're not staying up till 11 o'clock to watch this shit.
I would never have watched any show like that. I mean, I didn't even like when we didn't have Raw and I'd watch the Todd Pettengill show on Mania. I didn't even like doing it that way. And
you have to watch it live. You don't want to know. You don't, you know, you're going to find out. It's going to ruin things. You had to watch it fucking live. And it's weird now because now that they're moving to Fox, for me, I won't be able to watch SmackDown live. And hell, the girlfriend's thrilled about that. Because I'm like, you know what? Other than that first show, because she's like, oh, I thought you were going to watch this, you know, recorded. And I said, it's the first show, all hell breaking loose. I have to watch the first one. So I had it on an iPad before I went to go see Joker. And I watched it, you know, and I just didn't see the last 30 minutes. And our little group text, I made sure not to watch, to look at it until I watched the match when I got home. But now I have no choice. I'm not going to sit on my fucking iPad every Friday at 5 p.m. and watch fucking SmackDown live. I could catch it on the fucking next day in the morning on fucking DVR because I'm not. If there's something big that's going to go down, I'll fucking make sure to tune in and check it out. But for the most part, I'll kind of just ignore you guys' texts until I see it because it's still, I would still like to be semi-surprised, but I'm not going to be angry if it's spoiled.
So that's why we didn't talk to you about the first show. So what did you think of that?
I thought it was fine. I mean, that's the thing. I was wondering where the fuck Austin was. Austin, Undertaker. We saw Flair and Hogan walk through the fucking crowd. Rock with his bullshit. Which, didn't we fucking say this, what's going to happen? You said he would get into physical things. I said he wouldn't, and he did. And then he goes on Twitter saying, you know, he had the highest rated segment on SmackDown this week. Stay humble, kid. Stay humble. And it was the same thing, and it was very old lines. You look like a Burger King on crack. I mean, that old crack line has been around since the fucking 80s. Remember, everybody used to be with the fucking, you look like whatever, you know, you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. It's a lot of that old shit, and it's the same thing. I mean, he just wanted to, you know, make him be called STD and thought that would stick, and it didn't. Nobody called him STD on fucking Monday, if you recall that. Poor Corbin, who is just becomes, you know, he's the guy that everyone hates, so they all beat him up. Him and Elias, they're the two fucking guys. It was what it was. I was looking forward to the main event because I wanted to see how the Brock Kofi thing did, and I actually got nervous for, you know, a second leading up to it. Like, Maybe they'll swerve us because we all just know Brock's winning the title. So maybe they do it another fucking, till the pay-per-view or something. Like, they just, some bullshit.
You know what's weird? Mm-hmm. You know what's weird? While I'm sitting here, like, you know what Facebook adverts come up?
Hmm.
Project Rock Under Armour gear.
I know. He's busy. I never saw his logo on so many things. He wore everything he fucking wore to the ring. He had the Rock shoes. He had
he's done a deal with Under Armour called Project Rock.
He had.
And the thing is that while I'm talking on the show to you, mm-hmm. that's a Facebook advert that's come up.
It's listening to you.
That's what I mean. That's got to be a real thing. I've never looked for fucking anything, any of his shit in my life. Like, I've never been on Under Armour's website. I could understand if it was an Adidas advert, but I mean, this is fucking weird. I'm finished you right now because it's like sounds like we make the show up, like just to make the show more interesting.
Well, look at this. Like I'm saying, he's wearing everything, right? He's got everything on. He's wearing everything with that fucking logo of his on everything. Meanwhile, he's lasered the fucking tattoo off.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
It was totally. I was like, he didn't just cover up his tattoo. He's fucking been lasering it off. And I remember his bullshit about people saying, you know, what are you doing with this fucking shit? Yeah, they put it on your sponsoring, Under Armour. And people, you know, pissed off that he's doing that. Like, he's kind of getting away from it. Meanwhile, it's his fucking logo. And then he tries to bullshit everyone. No, it's the evolution of the Brahma Bull. It's turning into a different one. Bitch, it ain't turning into fucking... What are you talking about? It's turning into... Just fucking... Just say, you know what? I was embarrassed of this fucking tattoo. It's a fucking Brahma Bull with its eyebrow raised. Take your fucking medicine. I just don't care for the fucking bullshit artist. Don't bullshit.
Yeah, but he's like lasered off loads of that shit though. Like not just the Brahma Bull thing. Like he's now lasered off all of those sleeves that he made.
Not all. What are you talking? All the sleeves that he made. He has his bullshit on both arms and chest.
Yeah, but he's turning it into something else. It's not. That's not what it was before. It was all tribal shit. Now it's got like big gaps in it.
I see the big gap, but I mean, he had some weird fucking thing with horns on that one that he was covering up the Brahma thing with. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but I'm like, he got to calm down with all the fucking tattoos. Hey, all into that bullshit. So, I don't know. Is there anything else we want to cover about wrestling? The one thing I did get right, I said AEW would beat NXT. You didn't know how that would fucking possibly happen. And I think it will continue, especially this week. What's funny is... I don't know if NXT will get the wrath of the fans because everyone started chanting AEW at the show. But it's almost like NXT is a separate thing. Like they're like, well, we're not going to take it out on NXT. They don't fuck things up. It's Raw and SmackDown. It fucks shit up. So I don't know if they'll want to take it out on them, but I still think AEW will beat them in the ratings for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, they may beat them, but I don't think AEW will. Will do that. Will get their own ratings again because I think their show was a little let down mm-hmm. this week. They had like a chance for the first week to do something big, but
it felt like a big show. And did you hear Randy Orton? It sounds like the guy I got the rumors from might be fucking correct about him ending up in AEW after his contract. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean he hasn't signed a new one.
No, so, and he was like, "Oh, I would love to wrestle that guy," and that show felt like a big fight, fucking feel show, and all that. I'm like, shit. And you hear Hogan is wanting to have a fucking match at Mania.
That'd be good
against Vince. I go, what?
So, they already did that.
It makes no fucking sense. I go, what? What is this shit? I go, and if he's going to have a match, you would want it with somebody who could carry him, you know, not Vince, who doesn't know how to wrestle.
Yeah, like someone like Jinder Mahal, someone like that.
Yeah, he could come out and fight for America.
Yeah.
So.
I got nothing else to
say.
Me
neither.
I didn't think AEW was that good. I thought NXT was the best show of the week, especially that title match that opened it up. I thought SmackDown wasn't that good either. Like they did good things in terms to get publicity with this Tyson Fury thing and mm-hmm. Cain Velasquez coming out. But if Cain Velasquez coming out, he needs to be in shape and not be wearing a knee pad.
He yeah, no shit over the pants. Someone texted me and said, fucking Cain Velasquez looks like, his body looks like a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, I mean, his body's never been that great. But
oh, my God. Terrible. Nice pair of titties. Rock needs to tell him where to go to get a titty liposuction like he had.
Yeah, but what about that? Even that, like, flabby, like, gut as well and everything.
Yeah, yeah, everything. So you're like, well, I guess, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in shape or not. Because, I mean, he did beat the shit out of fucking Brock back in the day. So I guess strength is strength. You don't have to look like a bodybuilder, but it looks better. So, all right. That is your wrestling review this week. This has been the Dirty Sheets. Tell a friend, subscribe, rate, and, you know, say something. Go on there, go on the iTunes, and give a review, won't you? I'm Cav. He's Billy. And we're out of time.